Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 147. Hope you're doing amazing. I definitely am. And I say it all the time, not to be a broken record, but I seriously love doing this podcast. I love it. Like, it's nothing fancy for sure. I don't do this in a big studio. I certainly don't have a team. I don't have a producer or an editor or anything like that. I keep it super simple. Right now, I'm sitting in my bedroom in Chicago. Got my mic set up. I'm just chilling. I'm just talking. Just talking about my feelings. It's simple, really simple. And I love that for sure. And in general, I love how simple we can make things in life if we choose to do that. And I think that's me to a T, to be honest. Like, I really try to simplify my life and my mindset. Like, if you know me, or maybe you've worked with me or something like that, like, it's pretty simple for me. I'm either happy or I'm not. I'm either motivated or I'm not. Like, I try to live without ambiguity. Like, if I'm happy, I'm happy. If I'm not, I'm like, yo, I'm not happy. Here's maybe why. I really try to avoid that gray area in life where it's like, oh, I don't know. Yes, but no, but yes. Like, that kind of thing. I don't think that's any way to live, in my opinion. If there's something wrong or something upsetting me, like, I really just try to own it and address it and move past it. Otherwise, like, I'm really happy. I'm smiling. I'm driven. I'm motivated. Whatever. Like, I have no excuse to not be that way. Like, that's just my mindset, or at least the mindset that I strive to have. And I know it's not always realistic to have that 100% of the time, but, you know, I really do try to be this way. And a big, big reason I think I've been able to do this, a big reason why I've been able to escape a life where you're kind of caught in between being happy and not, being fulfilled and not, is this mindset that I've come up with. And it's what I call the hashtag unbothered mindset. I don't know, why not throw a hashtag in there? It's 2019, all you millennials, VSCO girls, I'd appreciate it. It's this unbothered mindset. And I'll talk about what exactly this is and why I think it's so powerful in just a second. And honestly, I don't normally do this, breaking down the fourth wall here, but I spent a lot of time writing the outline for this podcast, which, and it's been a long time since I've done that. Usually I just kind of have a couple talking points and then I just wing it. But honestly, I think this is going to be one of my favorite podcasts. Like, I've done 150 or so, and I think this might be my favorite. It's like, I feel really, really strong about it. It just feels like it's really powerful. So strap in and enjoy for sure. And of course, as always, I'd love if you'd share this episode. I'd love if you just share the podcast with a friend, a homie, someone you care about. Tell them you love them, that they should check out the podcast because you think it can help them in their lives. It can help them make some power moves, help them find their own big dick energy, help them love themselves, help them say bye, Felicia, to the bullshit in their lives. And most importantly, help them live an unbothered mindset. So that's this idea here, this idea of being unbothered. And this has been really powerful in my life, and it's very me, to my point. It's why I think people that I work with specifically, you know, creative people, people who, you know, are in together, we're in scenarios where it's high stress. Like, often they're like, Case, like, why doesn't this bother you? Like, why aren't you upset right now? And with some thought, I think it's because of this mindset. It's not because I'm some emotional robot. You know, it's not, I'm like, greetings, I am Case, what is love? Like, it's not that. It's literally, I have this unbothered mindset. It's a mindset, to my point, that is like, yo, Case, this is worth getting upset about, or yo, Case, this is not, forget it, move on, be unbothered. And it's that mindset that's helped me make that definition between the two. It's helped me to identify what is worth investing my emotions in and what is not, what is worth getting all riled up about and what is not, what is worth fighting for, what is not. Simply put, and I think the real power of this unbothered mindset in my life is that it has really helped me find a place of inner peace. Inner peace. And since I've found that, it's so much easier to just let things go, man. Just let things go. So that's what I want to talk about today briefly. How to find inner peace with this idea of an unbothered mindset. How to say no to the bullshit in your life. How to not let all those inconveniences that are thrown your way, the curveballs that are thrown your way, take your energy. How to simply approach life, even in the thick of it, even when nothing's going right, even when everything is going to shit, and be like, I'm unbothered. Next, I'm unbothered. So I'll start with a couple of quotes that have really made me realize that I've actually been living this. I just didn't have a label on it. I've been living an unbothered mindset. I just didn't have a word for it. And the first is from the Vietnamese monk Thich Nhat Hanh. I've been reading a lot of his writing lately. He's written a ton, and I really recommend you actually check him out. He's written Pieces Every Step, The Miracle of Mindfulness, No Mud, No Lotus, just like really simple teachings on mindfulness, even for a dude like myself. It's like really easy to understand. But he has a quote that says, letting go gives us freedom, and freedom is the only condition for happiness. If, in our hearts, we still cling to anything, anger, anxiety, or possessions, we cannot be free. And I freaking love that. And I think that really defines what I'm talking about here with this idea of an unbothered mindset. The mindset that says, hey, friend, let it go, man. Let it be. Let it go. Do you want to be free? Then stop. Stop holding on to unnecessary emotions. Recognize that you don't have to hold on to them. That you can indeed choose inner peace. You can. And I realize, obviously, that me just telling you to, hey, just stop being emotional when you don't have to. Stop caring when you shouldn't. Like, that's not very practical advice. Like, duh. I wish I could, but I'm human, case. Like, I get that. So what I've found to be key to this mindset, again, that helps you choose inner peace, is this idea of choosing, prioritizing in your life, in your head, on your to-do list, prioritizing inner peace over happiness. This has been really big in my life. I've really come to change my priorities, and along with that has come this unbothered mindset. Like, old me was like, man, in my life, I need to be happy. That is my goal. My purpose in life is to be happy. I just want to be happy. And truthfully, I've even said that recently, that I just want to be happy, that I want to help you, my amazing listeners and subscribers, be happy. But with some introspection and just more life experience, I've realized that what I really mean to say is that I want to be at peace. I want to help you be at peace. I've come to realize that our goal in life shouldn't be to be happy. It should be to find peace in your life, in your heart, in how, in your relationships, and in everything. Inner peace. That's the real word there. That is what will make you happy. If you want to use that word happy as well. Inner peace will make you happy. Inner peace is the real happiness, frankly. It's what will truthfully make you happy, because when you're at peace, when you find this place of peace inside you, then you're unbothered. And when you're unbothered, you're happy. Everything is great because nothing throws you. So my second quote here comes from the OG legend philosopher Albert Camus, who's really well known for saying this, that he said, in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. And that's what I'm talking about here, that I think in each and every one of us, doesn't matter who you are, where you are in life, what you've done, what you haven't done, that there exists this perfect, calm, inner peace, this perfect, calm state. And it exists inside of us. It's in our very being, in our soul. It defines us. And that is where this unbothered mindset comes from. But far too often, we don't really recognize this. We don't recognize that we have this peace inside of us that we can literally just tap into whenever we need it. And we don't realize that because, in my experience, we're just so freaking hell-bent on trying to be happy, trying to find happiness. But I think our definition of happiness is kind of fucked up. pardon my French. We think Happiness is, you know, being promoted at work. It's saving up and buying that thing. It's going on vacation. It's finally getting your dream body. It's being liked, respected, whatever. And we all do this. I certainly do this. And if you ask yourself, am I happy? And then if you're real with yourself in that, with why or why not, I think you'd find that you say, well, you know, I'm almost happy. Just need to make a bit more money so that I'm financially secure, pay off my debt. Or I'm almost happy. I just need to continue working out and dieting to firmly be confident in myself. And, you know, and then I'll be happy. Just for random examples, like those kinds of things. But those, again, are all just, those are ideas, emotions based on achievements or milestones or some kind of rank or measurement. We prioritize happiness in our lives because that's what, you know, we think we're supposed to do. It's a great word, of course. Who wouldn't want to be happy? And in doing so, we inadvertently tie a lot of our worth, our energy, our emotions to other people's opinions or definitions of what is right or best. We tie it to things that come and go, to things that are random or unfair or lucky or unlucky. And I found that because of that, we'll never be at a point where we're like, yes, I am happy. I am 100% happy, because there's always going to be something that's eluding you. And to my point, that's how we tend to define happiness, tying it to some sort of achievement or opinion. So it's like, no wonder that when we make happiness our goal, that we so often fall short. And as a result, then we let our emotions run wild. We get upset, we get frustrated, and we're very bothered in life. I mean, I look at some of my most successful, rich, wealthy people that I hang out with, and a lot of them aren't happy. They've tied so much of their life goal to being happy, and then that is tied to their success, and they're missing something. And I think what they're missing is this unbothered mindset. And this is a mindset which points you to a home that's inside of you, a peaceful home, a home that you can turn to. It's always there. It's not going anywhere. It's a state where you're just completely unbothered by external things in life, the bullshit, the randomness, the people, circumstances, ups and downs. It's unlike happiness, which, to my point, can be random, unfair, lucky, unlucky. This inner state of being at peace is a home that I think exists in all of us. It's always there. It's not going anywhere. And the key to tap into this inner peace, is through what I'm calling, again, the unbothered mindset. So I think the first step to living this mindset is to honestly take a step back and check your ego. Check your ego to switch up your life's priorities, to say, my goal in life is to be at peace. It's to trade being happy for being at peace. I honestly think this is a big game changer, because again, it changes your priorities. It takes that ego-driven desire we all have to be happy, that ego-driven desire to reach certain milestones, appearances, success. And instead, it's like, it kind of challenges yourself. It challenges you to say, who am I without those things, without those things being a priority? It really challenges you to prioritize your relationship with yourself in a real way. It says, I want to prioritize my inner peace, the relationship between how I see the world around me and how I see myself. It moves you to ask yourself, what am I filled with right now? Compassion, kindness, or anger, frustration, resentment? You can find the good things, kindness, compassion, by making inner peace your priority. Those emotions, kindness, compassion, they're inside of you, and that is your home. They're always there. They're always waiting for you. And that, I think, is what this unbothered mindset is all about. It's being able to tap into that place inside of you where you feel those things and you know that everything is going to be okay. That is the unbothered mindset. Knowing that no matter what, there is always this calmness inside of you. There's always this warm peacefulness inside of you. It's always there. It doesn't come and go like happiness. It isn't tied to some event or milestone and recognition. It isn't something that you can get lucky and get. No, it's inside of you. It's always there. You just have to learn how to tap into it. You just have to learn how to prioritize finding it, and then you can come back to it anytime you feel that you feel yourself giving in to the bullshit that life is throwing your way. So what do you think about that? Think about it for a minute. This idea of inner peace. I know truthfully that when I used to hear an idea like this, I'd be like, I don't get it, man. Like you say it's there, but it's all like, what does that mean? It's like when people say, oh, it's in the cloud, you know, like the files are in the cloud. Where exactly is the cloud? What does that mean? It's provocative. What does that mean? But I've come to realize that you don't need to specifically define this. You don't have to define it. You can just move yourself to find it in your own terms. I've said it a lot in many different episodes, but I'm big on like mantras or repeating certain phrases or words to yourself, either out loud or in your head. Like just repetition at pivotal times in your life can be huge. So for this mindset, I find myself all the time saying to myself something specific, and it's enabled me to really find this piece and then define it for myself. Simply put, I say in any scenario, I say, I am unbothered by this. Say, I am unbothered by this. And as silly as that sounds, it has guided me to this place of inner peace that is inside of me. This place that I really want to find, that I have prioritized finding over being happy, but I never really knew what it looks like or what it is. But just by repeating this to myself, I am unbothered, I think I've found it. Like for real, try this. That when you're living your life and you feel yourself tempted to, you know, let your crazy side out, or you feel those familiar emotions creeping up on you, trying to take over. Like if someone canceled plans on you last minute, or you lost the deal, or your dating life sucks, or you feel shame about something in your life, how you look, what you said, you feel less successful, you find yourself comparing yourself to some Instagram influencer, whatever. When you feel those emotions, take a step back and say, I am unbothered. I am unbothered. And I'm serious in saying that if you say that and you have made finding inner peace a priority in your life, I think this mantra will literally guide you there. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It will. When you say, I am unbothered, it guides you to that inner peace inside of you, that place that says you are okay. You know, everything is okay. Because again, this place is always there. It's not there one minute and gone the next. It's there. That's the difference between your state of inner peace and your state of being happy. And that's why you should prioritize inner peace. But again, to find it, you have to be unbothered. You have to let go of the feelings you so often let own you. You got to let them go. It's kind of like, you know, maybe you went to college or you're working now or whatever, and you go back to your parents' house, or like you go over to your grandparents and you have to take your shoes off before you go inside. It's just what you do. Otherwise, you're not going in. You better take your shoes off. That's this idea of inner peace, that to find it, you have to say you're unbothered and you have to mean it. You can't bring in anxiety or resentment or guilt up in this house. No, not up in this bitch. No, like you better take your shoes off. You better leave those emotions outside. Yeah, you can come back to them if you want, but like in this house, nah, you can only come inside if you're unbothered. But once you're inside, then it's warm and cozy, and you have a home, and you have a home cooked meal, and people who love you, and it's great and peaceful. How's that for a metaphor? But like that's how I see it. Your inner peace is always there waiting for you. It's always there, but to find it, you have to be unbothered. You have to ditch those feelings as best you can. And that just takes practice. Practice is what transforms you. It's not like one day you're like, well, all right, I guess I'll no longer be annoyed or frustrated in life. Like, I don't want that for you. I want you to choose to find inner peace through practice. Choose finding that over happiness right now. Choose what is worth battling over in your life and what is. Choose in investing in emotions that are worth getting invested in. Like, please do that. But make more of an effort to be unbothered in situations that do not merit that. Like, simply put, I think you'll find that when you prioritize finding inner peace, that you'll find so many more opportunities to be like, yeah, you know what? I am unbothered. And in that moment, you'll come home. You'll come home to that place of peace, that place of peace that is always there waiting for you. And honestly, that's all I want to talk about in this episode, this idea of an unbothered mindset, that you have it inside of you. You know, change your priorities in life right now. Say, my goal in life is to find inner peace. Happiness will come from that. Like, literally say it. I know I'm annoying with this, all the things I've encouraged you to say aloud, but try it with me. Say, my goal is inner peace. My goal is inner peace. My goal is to tap into something that isn't as fleeting as trying to be happy. Say it. Do it. And just take my word for it that inner peace is always inside of you. It's a state of being unbothered that is always inside of you. And honestly, as cheesy as this sounds, sometimes the way that I remind myself of this is to literally put my hand on my chest and I just feel my heart beat. I just feel it beat. It's not going anywhere. As long as I'm alive, it's beating, right? It's always there. It's always beating. So we just like throw a paw on your titty and just feel your heart, feel it beat. Know that, you know, as long as it beats, that the same is true for your most unbothered state, your most peaceful state. It always exists inside of you. You just have to take a minute, make a conscious decision to want to find it. To want to find it more than wanting those things or that recognition or that milestone that you think will make you happy. Make a decision to prioritize inner peace and repeat to yourself, I am unbothered in moments where it matters. And I'm confident that you'll find this place. So I'll end it right here. I hope you found this valuable. I hope you'll find yourself saying to yourself more often, I am unbothered, and mean it. You know, mean it because you know the amazing things that inner peace bring you. You know that inner peace is the key to being happy and fulfilled, because it's when you find this state and you know you can come back to it whenever you want, that you truly can be unbothered by the curveballs that life throws your way. So that's it. End it there. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny. If you can, take a minute to drop a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. As always, I would be super grateful for that. But otherwise, thank you. Thank you so much for all the support, for sharing my writing, sharing the podcast, supporting me. To my point, you all make doing this podcast so fun, so rewarding. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And until next episode, I'm out.